that's us, baby. We recorded right now.
We live.
We recorded right now.
Come on, baby.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Summercast, episode 9.
Where, baby?
Weekly series we've done since the beginning of time.
Give it a rest, man. We're back.
We are busy back. Just want to thank you guys for those that are watching this on the YouTube channel. Thank you so much for the 80,000 subscribers.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
80% there. 80% there to our first plaque.
Big W's recently on YouTube. Especially with the reacting to the CDL series. Yeah,
the react videos.
That did really well.
Did really well. And then hopefully that brought over. I think our sub count kind of went up noticeably because of those videos. So hopefully. So
we got to do more of those for sure.
Yeah, hopefully whatever the guys get, hopefully the people that watched that video, those videos stuck around to watch some of the other pretty good content we have going on.
I think they will. Yeah. I think they're going to look through the old videos and be like, oh, snap, TST. Like, these guys are dope.
Yeah.
Look at these. What are these guys doing?
A bunch of cool stuff.
This Tri-Cam.
Going up lately, especially with all like the variety and stuff. I mean, Call of Duty's kind of coming to a stale part as far as like what we can do with it. But we're still gonna, you know, brainstorm, figure things out, and kind of separate YouTube and Twitch a little bit more, because once League Pay came out, we just kind of hit the ground running with that, and now we're probably gonna do some other fun stuff. Always trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah, it's been weird because I think normally we play game battles. That's what we've been known for, 3v3s. But since the addition of League Play, I think there's been less game battles going on. Everyone's just cracked on League Play.
Yeah.
Definitely a shift in like the what's active. Because, we played UMGs, all of Modern Warfare. And I bet you have to literally flip a coin to get someone on UMGs nowadays. Nothing but love for the UMG team, but if GBs aren't popping like that, there's no shot UMGs are popping.
Right.
Just League Play is definitely the hub of where everybody goes to compete right now.
Yeah.
In a casual sense, which, you know, makes sense.
I wouldn't mind giving GBs a shot again.
I think we absolutely will.
Yeah.
I think we should.
I think that's where we're headed towards.
We're in a natural period. I mean, when we started this year, it was basically, hey, we want to do more variety content, and then we immediately hit the ground running with the Purge server.
Right.
And then once the Purge server started, you know, once other people started getting, you know, 200,000 videos on Pokemon openings, and, you know, some people had to make wildly successful cartoon series, it moved to every other week was the Purge.
Right.
And so you miss one Purge. If you're not there for one Saturday, then you have to basically wait 2 weeks for another one. And it's just hard to basically fill all of that time with interesting content for the stream. So once that kind of changed, I mean, we basically fully focused on League, and now that League Play doesn't have as much of a out the gate flash to it, I think it's a good natural time to kind of recalibrate and figure out what kind of content we want to make in the next couple months. And I think we got some heaters. We're gonna have some fun.
We got some good ideas and some stuff that if we capitalize on it pretty well, I mean, people will understand, like, or people will be able to see how much fun we're having, and hopefully, I mean, that's kind of like what made the beginning of the Purge server so much fun is we were like cracked on it. Like that was one of the first times besides maybe like the first day we ever played, like Minecraft, where we were like, oh, this is like, we were cracked.
Just overwhelmed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was so fun. I mean, I feel like that's kind of the basis of a lot of, you know, why do you watch people play video games in the first place?
Right.
It's because you want to see people having fun doing what they're doing, you know, unless you're like Tim. And they just want to see you miss shots and like fall, but like in a super funny way.
Yeah. And Tim spins.
I mean,
I like
purges was fun.
You what?
I said just creating purges was fun, dude. Yeah. Like creating a jingle, creating a store, like that whole concept was so much fun.
Like almost, I enjoyed that. Almost like the most intense we've ever dabbled into like role play or anything like that.
Oh, 100%.
We were still ourselves, but we were just like, it's not like we were completely different characters, but it was still really fun.
It was just accessing a different, and I don't want to sound like, you know, like we're actors and we got to figure out what do we want to do and like characters. It's not that. I mean, it's basically just testing yourself as a streamer, as an entertainer. It's something new, and it's like, hey, can you make this entertaining?
Right.
And I think all three of us, you know, did well. I really enjoyed all the content that we made. And I was talking to Hitch, just like texting this past weekend, because I was just like, I need to get my content Bible back out. I need to really get back into the what kind of content do we want to make, not accidentally stumble upon. Yeah. And I was just like, I want to make more content that when I'm 50, I want to go back and look at it. And right. I will, without a doubt, watch our intro to the Purge server videos when I'm 50.
Yeah.
100%.
Without a doubt.
That was a classic, dude.
Yeah, those were
and like,
so
don't get
fun.
Me wrong. I love making, you know, just like random weekly content and playing Rocket League tournaments and vibing out with chat.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do want to balance that with specific pieces of intentional content that's like, there we go.
Right.
They put some effort into that.
Some thought into that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, and I mean, I talk about this with Steph all the time and people when they're like, you know, what's it like being a streamer? What's it like being a, you know, some people say YouTuber because that's easier. Because if you're above 40, I just tell you I'm a YouTuber.
Right.
And they're like, what's it like? And I was like, it's not necessarily our job to just sit down and play video games every day. Like, that's the, if you boiled it down to a super basic baseline, yes, we are sitting down in front of a camera and a microphone and playing video games together. But, like, you got to put the work in at the same time to sit down and entertain.
I feel like
when, the job isn't just sit down and play and hope for the best.
Yeah.
When it first started, when streaming first started, it was just get on and play as much as possible. Talk to your chat, read out subs, yes.
Yeah.
But play. I feel like the future of streaming is something completely different. Unless you're like a Summit or Shroud as well. Like somebody who they just want to play and they just want to sit down and play and they give somebody the keys to their YouTube channel and just say, you know, go crazy with it. But I mean, like what you see with that other side of Twitch with, like, I guess, like, mostly, like, the offline TV guys and Ludwig and Mizkif and that squad. I mean, they're basically doing what we did at the Scuff House on stream. They're planning every day to make a YouTube video, and they make the YouTube video in front of 10,000 people. And then after that, then they go to do what streaming used to be, where you just chill and hang out with your chat.
Yeah, I mean, there's like two different sides. There's people who just want to watch the very best at that video game. And then there's like the content side. And I mean, some people dabble into both.
Yeah.
And like, we're definitely trying to just do content creation because obviously we're not going to go pro. But I think having intentional content will be dope.
It's a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's necessary.
Yeah, where it's like that we have.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I mean,
because we love competitive. I mean, our content is pretty much a mixture of both. It's a little bit of competitive with the content side, because that's what GB's initially is. It's competitive and content at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
I have no desire to put pressure on myself for my salary based on performance in my game. Warzone's stressful enough, bro. I'm good.
Yeah. Just being a professional in anything sounds stressful because
I want to be good at it.
Terrible, you're getting roasted or something.
Yep, dude. You see someone drop one football, I'm like, whew, you might have just lost 80 racks, like right there. Yeah. You dropped the football one time. It's like, Dan, you push that one dude with a riot shield up in the house, and you cost yourself 20 grand. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy being invited to tournaments, and I would love to play in more 2v2, 3v3 tournaments if we get the chance to them, just for fun, because it's fun to scratch that itch sometimes. But in general, yes, we are 100% on the I want to make content with my boys. I'm not sitting here putting gamer grip on my feet, locking myself to the carpet to play, you know?
Yeah. We know and we're friends with too many people that are in that vein for us not to
entertainment vein.
Right. For us not to be like let's hang out with our boys.
Yeah.
And
let's have fun. Let's play some COD.
Let's play some Warzone. Let's play some
let's just sit.
Scriblio and maybe a little bit of Pixelmon, whatever.
It is a disservice to all the people out there streaming for 15 hours a day for three people. Y'all are bless y'all. Bless y'all, man. Please enjoy yourselves out there. Have fun with it.
Because every time I get frustrated at like League, and then I think about it afterwards, I'm like, what am I doing? Getting frustrated.
Like, yeah, you're like wondering, like, dude, what should I be running? Should I be running like long AR? Because like I've been trying to get hill time and I don't know.
Yeah, and then I'm like, what am I doing? Like,
dude, just use the Farah, dude. Come on.
And I still like League and it's still like GBs. And
yeah.
Hopefully I need to take a look at the GB rule sets to see if a lot of the stuff that is banned in League or is banned elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is the tomahawks.
Actually,
I mean, the fact that tomahawks are allowed and the fact, but see, at the end of the day, this is the thing. League play restricts me in game. I physically cannot set an LC-10. Well, you can in League. The LC-10, that's a bad example. I cannot set a tomahawk. Even if I want to play with the LC-10 and GBs, and even if it is banned, if I smoke somebody in a GB and they're in the game chat, like, hey, bro, LC-10's banned, boom, I'm about to make you an upload.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. I'm gonna roast you. You're getting killed with a Toy Story gun. You know, meet me mid map.
Well, here's the thing is, remember last time we tried to play GBs, we couldn't set. You have to use the CDL rule set or something like that.
Like where the tomahawk.
Yeah, the tomahawk is banned. So
I assume there is some loophole somewhere.
Yeah,
and last week we played pubs.
Yeah.
And pubs were fun.
Pubs were fun. We might just have to go check up on UMG. You never know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes the external variables of the game, like a squad fill in Warzone, like a random lobby and three other people on your teammates that are terrible, bring a little bit of spice to COD, whereas COD can sometimes get extremely repetitive.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I enjoyed that about pubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pubs.
And I always enjoy people saying y'all are fake optic because that's just fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of content within the game chat, especially if I wish I had had the setup that I do now when we played MW pubs, like with Wildcat or so. Yeah, because they went nuts.
Good content.
Yeah,
it was so good
content because they give you free content all the time.
The kid, it's just like. People, personalities, random people can be such, like, I remember Coach George episodes in Modern Warfare. That was just a squad of three homies that just wanted to play, man. And I love that stuff. I was, when I was sitting there, I just sat, it felt like it was January again. I sat there with lo-fi on for like 3 hours and just literally listened to lo-fi and just browsed YouTube, listened to podcasts, literally just did anything to just like try and facilitate just like thinking about content I wanted to make.
Yeah.
It was such a vibe. I was texting Hitch. I was just in my zone. But when I was scrolling YouTube, I saw that Speedy uploaded KYR Speedy for anybody listening. If you don't follow his stuff, super cool dude. Been in the COD scene forever, and he was in the Purge server. But he recently uploaded MW pubs, and the video did really well on his channel. And it's like them just messing around, like shooting RPGs and shotgunning people. And I was just like, hey, I forget that. MW was that type of game because you don't see any of those creators making that type of content in Cold War.
Yeah.
One, because of best play, which I'm torn because I love best play clips from back in the day. But at the same time, I understand Final Kill Cam and this game just isn't meant for as much meminess as Modern Warfare was.
Yeah. Modern Warfare just had definitely more content in the game that you could do. Just like all goofy stuff that you could do. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of goofy stuff.
You could definitely do that in post.
I've said it 1,000 times. Cold War is infinitely a better competitive title for COD.
I would
10 times rather have that as a competitive title. But for the YouTube, for the specific content, Modern Warfare was easier to do that on. It was more natural. Yeah.
The Modern Warfare versus Cold War, I guess, like, argument is always, you can always just tell where someone is coming from with it.
The competitive side or the
because if it was which one could you wipe from existence, I'm wiping Modern Warfare every time
all day
because I have such an attachment to the competitive side of things.
Yeah.
And watching competitive
but thinking it, you're like, wait.
Right. But for a lot of people that could care less about the competitive side of things, I'm sure they have a lot of good memories on Shoot House and you know, doing like different or playing gun game or wait, what
going
is it?
Going for the camel grinds, the obsidian.
Obsidian,
and all that stuff.
Yeah, the shipment 24/7, all that.
Yeah baby, you're speaking to me right now. Give me all the carpal tunnel, give me all the weapon customization.
Yeah,
Blake
literally had wrist pain because he's going for camels.
Right.
And yes, I did. I miss it.
Dude, Blake was
still,
changing settings
still
and
feel
everything.
Bro, I was popping Advil before I go and try and get obsidian camo.
Dude, Blake was switching button layouts. Like, dude, I gotta play different.
Yeah,
no, literally,
he was playing mouse and keyboard.
I would
yeah,
literally.
He went to keyboard.
No, I would. I turned off auto sprint when I would play shipment so that I couldn't slide cancel that easy, just to save because it's the muscle memory is built in, obviously. But I would literally just try and not sprint when I played shipment because I would literally just get in there for 5 hours and just play shipment, drop 98 kills a map, get my MP7 done in 4 hours, and then go to the next one.
Yeah, I think I did that for one gun, and I was like, "That's the only time."
That is my favorite guns. My favorite gun ever, I think, is the No Stock M4 Grenadier Barrel Warzone with the glow stick charm, with the obsidian camo. Oh my gosh, dude! Nothing. As much as I absolutely adore Treyarch's love for getting crazy with the weapon blueprints and making guns into Dragon that you literally just copy pasted from Valorant and, you know, like other stuff like that, I like that. But nothing will beat Modern Warfare aesthetics. The guns look so good. They look so good.
But they just look more realistic.
That's what I mean. It's the best.
Cold War is definitely more cartoony for sure.
Treyarch's always kind of had that vibe. Black Ops 2 even felt like that too.
But I definitely do like the more realistic
I like the color. I like the vibrance of Treyarch games. They're fun looking maps usually. I know some of the Modern Warfare maps, just because they're so focused on realism, just kind of look a little bland. But I love the look of all the operators and the weapons and everything. In Modern Warfare. That's why I'll always have a tie to that game.
Yeah.
And the gunsmith. Love the gunsmith.
I can't stand the gunsmith.
Love the gunsmith.
Give me
gunsmith
back.
Homies, rise up, baby. Rise up.
It's crazy that they changed the... I've already probably said this on stream. They changed the fact that there's no resetting the bracket in CDL tournaments because they think that it's too confusing for the viewers. That being said, each gun has 800 different variants for what you can put on each gun to make it
not difficult
better
at all.
Suit your play style. And it's like, I get it if you said that back in Modern Warfare 2.
2007.
Like, I get it. Because all they knew was how to put bling on their gun so that they could get a rocket launcher and extra mags. You know what I mean? Like, that's I get that. But the fact that the new CODs are so intricate and damn near confusing.
Oh no, dude, I'm doing geometry,
if you don't know about legacy aim assist and dynamic response curve, talk to me, you know what I'm saying?
Legacy.
Oh dude, I couldn't play Modern Warfare until I discovered dynamic, and I hated it so much.
Literally.
I couldn't play on standard in Modern Warfare. Like, you guys saw that. I was trash.
It's crazy. COD never really used to be so much of a knowledge gap. Call of Duty used to be a gun skill. Skill gap. So it was, is your gunny better than someone else? You're going to beat them. Now in Warzone is primarily a movement and decision making. And now it's almost also getting into that knowledge gap area.
Bit. Right. A little bit,
you got to think, if you don't know what exact attachments to run on your Fafar, you're going to get smoked up close and you're not going to know why. And not only, you need to, if you're playing Warzone, You need to have weapon pickup and looting set to tap. You need to play on auto sprint so that you can slide cancel. You need to know how to slide cancel.
You
need to know how to pro hop. Yes, you need to have auto plate so you can auto plate while you run. I mean, to me, I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to stuff like that. So I enjoy a bit of a knowledge gap because there's so much to talk about. That's why I like Melee so much, because Melee is so intricate. You have to be in the scene for a while. And there is kind of like that, it's like inclusivity in knowing that stuff. So like if you talk to someone, you know, if you go downtown and you're, you know, grabbing a beer at a bar in the year 2026, right? And you're talking to somebody about Warzone and you start talking about response curves, you already know he's good at the game.
Right. Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
And so true. I enjoy that sense of a knowledge gap. But at the same time, it is crazy how complex it is compared There's to Xbox 360.
Settings.
I mean, it's a lot. For
it
sure.
is. Way too many
for
settings.
Sure.
Yeah, but the thing is I
like,
don't think
to the point where like you don't even know if something's wrong with you. You're like, no, you're just literally missing
right.
a setting.
It could be
know.
Just one thing
right.
that you have to disable
yeah, do I
and
suck
you're good
or
to go.
Am I missing a setting?
But that's
What's
also the PC blendy. I was raised an Xbox 360 kid, man, the greatest console of all time.
Oh,
we all
greatest.
Were. And so put me on a PC. It's like, am I supposed to have the dynamic map resolution set to medium with
right.
the anti-aliasing to T2X or no?
Right.
So
right.
that's a whole new world for me. So
yeah.
I've been adjusting to that.
And it, yeah, I forgot what I was going to say, but it was along those lines of just like.
You were talking about the how complex the gunsmith is and the best of nine and the.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't think it'll go anywhere though. That's what I think this is it. For a while, because of their long-term plan with Warzone, and with Warzone, you have to incorporate the same guns, and they're not going to switch it from 47 attachments per gun to the next Call of Duty that's also going to be implemented into Warzone has one attachment again. Like, it's not going to be... What?
Have they said that? They implemented the next COD into Warzone?
No, but I'm assuming they are.
I mean, you got to look at Warzone's the best thing Call of Duty's done since freaking
COD 4.
I mean, ever. It's the best thing they've ever done, numbers wise. Modern Warfare was the highest selling Call of Duty game.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not going anywhere. The general public loves it compared to that. But
so I think they're going to
continue. Obviously, for people that have been in the scene for 15 years, it's going
to
be a little different.
Right. They're probably going to continue to implement every single Call of Duty
for
at least the foreseeable future. Into Warzone until they make Blackout 2 or something like that. And I think during that time, they're going to set up the gunsmith the same way that it's been this year and last year because that implements the easiest into Warzone. So these 97 attachments that we're getting per gun is not going anywhere. So it's just, once I like figured that out, I was like, oh my God, I might as well just get used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you have to.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm still liking it. The only thing that still does stress me out a little bit is how much like I try to have fun with the game. And the easiest way to have fun with it is to play the ranked system or the offline ladder because that's where you get your biggest freedom to play around with new guns and with different variants of guns and different attachments and things like that. Because if you go and you try to do that in Warzone, or if you go and you try to do that in pubs, there's a lot of situations where you're not even going to have fun unless you try as absolute hard as you possibly can.
Oh, you're going to get your limbs twisted into a pretzel if you're, unless you drop Quarry. Maybe Quarry is just the secret. You just drop Quarry and try out your weird guns or something. I don't know.
Like
I haven't tried that yet.
For a while, I was like, man, maybe I just run AK and have fun with it. And I legitimately can't. Like, you can't run.
You gotta run whatever's on the meta.
Right. You have to run what people are running, maybe with a few variants.
Which is one thing I don't like that much, because I don't like the meta right now. But, I mean, I still like the game. I just don't like the meta right now.
You can go, like, one or two tiers below meta and still be okay, if that makes sense. Like, you can still use the AMAX. You'll still win some fights with the AMAX, but if it comes down to it and you hit the same shots, the dude with the AUG is winning currently.
Yeah,
but
the one with the
you can't go three layers too deep in the disadvantage of the meta and expect that.
Try running
it. All it takes is one death. That's what happened to me. I was using the Growl for a hot minute, and then I got AUG one time, cross map, two bursts, and I was like, oh, that's the gun I'm supposed to be running.
You unknotted your legs, and you said, all right, tired of being put in this press.
Right.
It's time
to... what you have to do. I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah. I guess transitioning a little bit, Alpha Betas is released. Did either one of you guys watch Alpha Betas?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Dude.
I watched the whole thing.
I saw the trailer, that's about
it.
It
was so good. Dude,
really?
It's
super good.
It literally felt like I was watching a Cartoon Network show.
Oh,
yeah,
so
Adult Swim type, because it's pretty
cool.
Like it's that kind of humor, like pretty like
it's definitely fringe humor. Like if my parents walk, Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're talking about like a sex doll in the corner that's right after one of the guys. Yeah, I mean, like,
oh, that's actually funny.
But it was really
it's very adult language and adult humor, but that's what, I mean, it's really funny. And a lot of times, I don't watch cartoons that much.
That's like that either,
type of Adult Swim. I don't, you know, I'm going to piss people off, but I don't love South Park. I don't really like watching, you know, Family Guy or
No, I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
It's just, I understand why people like
Yeah, the last cartoon I watched was literally SpongeBob.
Right, right.
And that wasn't even that. Yeah. I didn't really watch like The Simpsons and stuff like that either. So
yeah,
I'm with you on that.
I like
so this is the first one that I watched like that. It was good,
really good. I can't say I don't, because I did go through 1 year, I guess, of like a Family Guy wave, because there are some really funny and like really like in your face Family Guy moments where it's like fun, like it's like intense and it's like shock humor, which is like my favorite type of humor. So I did go through like a wave of that because I was hanging out with people that liked it. But then other than that, I've never watched like an adult style cartoons before. But just the way it was so crazy to hear their voices. Like those are,
as
you know what I mean? Like
I watched
it live on stream on Saturday night or Friday night. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, Marcel and Wildcat were in the chat, like watching it.
Oh, that's
watching
cool.
it with
that's
everybody funny. And like giving people like behind the scenes stuff. And then we watched like the bonus stuff, and then we watched like the original like animated series that they did 4 years ago or 3 years ago. They did an animated series that they wrote by themselves. But then people liked that animated series so much that they were like, "You got to do this for real." So then they went and they
wow.
I got the shit done. So
they definitely.
I really hope it gets picked up. I don't know how fast pilots turnarounds are, but they literally made the pilot and uploaded it publicly to Vanoss's channel, and I don't even know. It got 1.4 million views in 6 hours.
Yeah, it had 2 when I was watching it.
Oh,
it
did?
I think the same day. Yep.
Yeah. So
or the next morning or whatever.
Right. So it's, I mean, that, I don't know how often you get to see a pilot, you know what I mean, that has of a TV show that has never been picked up. It's kind of a good way to strong arm. I don't know if that's that what they were going for, to like, hey, just so you know, if you pick up our show, this is the viewership.
This is the type of numbers.
Yeah, this is the viewership you can look for. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, that's really cool. And I don't know if that's ever been done before, but I really hope it gets picked up. I'm sure. I want to say I'm sure it will, but I'm very biased because those are, you know, my boys, and I'd like to see them succeed. And I really think, like, genuinely that it was one of the best, like, cartoon shows that I've ever seen. And I think it has, and they have so much potential with storylines because each episode is a different video game. And there's been a million video games.
Good. The first one was like a spinoff of like Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
And they had to go like ride horses and
stop
a train and fight cowboys and stuff.
Dude,
so
what? They got endless games.
Yeah.
And so if you haven't watched it, George, or for anybody listening, if you don't know what we're talking about, Alpha Beta is Vanoss, Marcel, Wildcat, and Terrorizer. Right.
Yep.
And so those are the content creators that basically have a cartoon. And so they're known as Alpha Team. And it's basically set in the future. And so all of the whole world's like energy source is based off of people playing video games.
Right.
So it's basically people playing the video game, like with their hands, with their thumbs, like getting on the game is what powers the grid. So they go in and fix problems with the game when the game is weird. So they like literally tap into the game and they become players and fix the problems. It's super dope.
It is really cool.
Episode's awesome. It is very surreal to hear like their voices.
Yeah, especially like Marcel. Obviously, Marcel and Wildcat were surreal, but then I'd hear Terrorizer and I'd be like, "Oh my!" Like he's such a good. His voice is so good for what this is that I'm sure. How many people do you think watched that and didn't know who those guys were? Like, there's got to be at least 100,000.
I would think a lot. I mean,
I think so?
It reaches farther than. I mean, especially I bet a lot of them watch one person,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And it's like you're like, oh yeah, I think he played, you know, something with them one time, but I'm sure it's like getting introduced to the whole squad,
yeah,
is cool for a lot of people that might just focus on one content creator.
Yeah,
cool.
So best of luck to them, man.
Yeah, I'm like, terrorized. You like hearing me?
I gotta watch it.
I was like, that's the dude that we sold a cow to,
right?
For one diamond, and then he's like, shot in my legs, my skinny legs. Yeah, it's so good,
dude. The writing in it was amazing. The way they brought back around the Flora's lava, and you know what I mean. Like, though there was already like a romantic slash, whatever
with the girl that like girl. Basically their I don't know what to equate her to. I was looking for the dude in Kim Possible, but I don't know if you guys watched Kim Possible.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of Kim Possible.
Is, you know, the dude who sits in the lab, he like runs all the computers. I can't remember his name.
Doesn't Batman have one of those? Batman has the guy that's behind
We're
the waterfall.
Piss off everybody, hold on.
Dude, everyone.
Kim Possible, computer.
Computer.
Computer dude is what came up first. His name's Wade. Wade.
No, that's not. I don't think that's the Batman guy. Now look up Batman.
No,
computer
that's
guy. The guy behind the waterfall.
Yeah. we're. Oh,
what's
no.
his name?
Wait. What's his name, dude?
The Batman guy.
Batman, it's the dude that like mans the lair, right?
Yeah. Batman scientist, Batman helper,
Batman
butler.
I'm literally gonna Google Batman butler.
Butler.
Alfred.
Alfred.
I would never have got that.
Yeah, I would have never got that. Alfred Pennyworth.
Never got it.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Pennyworth, bro.
Nah. No, there's no shot.
I'm gonna watch Batman. I'm not getting that.
I would never have gotten that. All I know is
Alfred.
He lives behind a waterfall and builds all that Batman shit.
Behind the waterfall.
Yeah. That is cool. Really good. I'm sure everybody's watched that in this that's listening to it, but if you haven't, go watch Alpha Betas. Ludwig did a subathon. And a subathon, do you know what a subathon is, George?
I don't.
A subathon is every time somebody subscribes, you keep streaming for 5 minutes. And it's a really good thing to do for small streams. And I know a lot of people that have done subathons. I thought about doing one pre-TST.
I was about to say, we need a subathon.
Yeah, we might need a subathon.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Was like, wait, explain it to me. Yeah. You hear his pen start scribbling.
No.
So nobody's ever done a subathon for people that don't need a subathon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people, for instance, as big as Ludwig. Ludwig decided he's doing a subathon. I don't know why he's doing it, but he decided to do one. Oh, it's because
he took a week off.
Yeah, he took a week off, so he just did, he just had surgery.
So he's going to be on for a week.
Right. So I think he limited it to 3 days. So he has been live for almost 3 days now. And whenever it's nighttime, he just goes to sleep.
On stream.
And he lets his mods run the stream. So if the subathon dies.
You can't stream sleeping, right?
You can now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw
Twitch reply or at him and say, good night, Ludwig.
Good night,
and
Ludwig.
I was like, did you take away the ability? Can you sleep on stream?
Yeah, you can definitely sleep on stream.
Because when we do our 24-hour, I might have to take a nap.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to curl up on the couch. We'll come back, and we'll play some Rocket League.
The bed's literally like 2 feet behind me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Dude's a genius.
Right there.
Genius. Oh, yeah. You dude, we're good.
Super genius. Very.
I mean, he's been one of the best content creators and probably one of the most, you know, creative people on the platform in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
But it's just the way he balances the meme, the shit posting side of Twitch and the actual creative genius.
Right.
And blends them together. It's very good.
I just like the creative part he does, like through the wiki speed run. Like that shit is so genius.
Yeah.
I don't know if he created that, but dude, just watching those videos.
So.
He's a master at taking ideas that other people have too.
Yeah, but he makes them great.
And improving
them
and using amazing personalities to do that. I mean, that's literally like any good talk show host. That's what you just do forever. We've been doing the same thing since the radio.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it. And as, you know, entertainment evolves, just keep doing the same things with new people and better quality.
Yeah. I think I watched one of his videos today. It was like a Winnie the Pooh game. It was a baseball game. He has to make like home runs. He has to beat to the end level of home runs, dude.
Well, I think that's how.
Do you know, I was like, what?
Do you know who Jay Schlatt is? Or Schlatt? Have you guys ever heard that name?
I know the name.
He's another guy that's kind of he's within the Dream S&P, bounces around the different Ludwig's realm of YouTube, as well as I think maybe offline, I'm not sure, but he's always doing like Minecraft and stuff. But I think he got big just making Wii game commentaries. So he would play Wii Sports and shit talk other Wii people, or like other, dude, like just like the Wii guys. Just not like actual people in the world, but like the little
right,
the just little
literally
what are they called?
Just a little Nintendo meme.
Character, yeah,
it's
avatar,
a meme, an MII,
the avatar, right?
Yeah, the little avatars. Yeah. And so he would play baseball, and he'd be like, "Yeah, I throw that fucking strike, I dare you!" And then he would knock it out of the park, and he got big doing like Wii stuff. And I, dude, if you ever go back and watch some of those, they're so funny. They're so fucking funny. But
just so good. Talking a computer.
Yeah. It's crazy to think how many people, because I mean, that guy gets 2 to 4 million views a video every time he uploads. That's crazy how many people there are out there that are just killing the game, that people just, that it's impossible to know who all is doing well on the internet, because so many people in their own lanes are just crushing it.
Are crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm naive, because most of the people I watch, you know, on Twitch are usually from the US. If not, they're probably Canada or Europe.
Right.
But then I like see, like, you know, that that streamer that was doing the Fortnite thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, this,
how crazy is it?
Yeah. I've never heard of this dude ever. And no offense, no one in the Hex Quarters did either. And then
and you
look
just
at it, like, this dude is the biggest.
Yeah, I think you said at one time, Hitch, like you were saying, like, there might be some good actors in the world that we may not never know.
Right. Yeah.
Because
they don't speak your language. And so you're not watching them.
Well, even the people in the United States, there might be actors that waited their whole life they grinded their entire life until they were 60. And then a role comes up and it's perfect for them. They land that role, and it's on a television show that's been going for 10 years straight, 15 years straight. And they finally have, and that television show might have 15 million watchers. Wait, I can't tell if that's a lot or not.
I don't know, dude.
I can't tell.
Twitch numbers. That's about it.
Right.
I can't tell.
Or maybe let's say a million watchers. Uh-huh. A million watchers, or maybe 5 million people that are familiar with the show. So that dude or that lady made it, and we'll never know who they are because we don't watch that show. Maybe we don't watch that network. Like,
but
that kind
of
stuff
it.
Is so dope to me. Like, there's so many different ways to make it, as long as you just grind and are real with yourself and continue looking upward, I guess. But yeah, I think about that all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
How many people are just absolutely crushing it that you'll never know?
That you'll never know. Yeah.
Even in our space, dude, like, there's some content creators that are hella dope that I don't even know. I'm like, dude, like, there's so many lanes in this.
I mean, there's just so many varieties of streamers.
Yeah.
How
many people out there just don't know Warzone at all? Don't know Call of Duty streamers?
No.
So they have no idea.
They just know Minecraft.
They have no idea that Joe Woe's life has completely 180'd in the past 7 months. Like, literally taken a complete 180. Like, and you got to think, there's people out there streaming Apex that happened to, streaming GTA roleplay. You know, even these, I don't even get started with Minecraft, because that shit's stupid. Yeah, how many lives that has changed in the past 2 years.
Minecraft's like the K-pop of video games.
it's true.
It's undefeated. You can't win. And there are so many numbers. It's just like, I didn't even know this many humans existed. Yeah. Who are you guys?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how we got on that tangent, but
we were talking about Ludwig. We were talking about streaming, sleeping, and streaming, and, you know.
Oh, good ass segue. Good ass segue is, I bet you there's a bunch of people out there that don't know about, like, what has happened in the Pokemon TCG community where like Leonhardt, Randolph, Breaking Nate, like all these people have like completely blown up on their platforms. And that's kind of trickled over to Pokemon Go as well with Mystic and JT Gilly and all the, I mean, there's a, I know way too many Pokemon Go YouTubers now. And yeah, so it's cool to see that. And that segues into the fact that I went to a convention this weekend.
How did it smell?
Ooh.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh. Dude, he is capping.
All right, ad break, ad break.
No.
This is brought to you by Flonase.
Brought to you by steroids.
I've been in places like that and they don't smell good. And I asked before I thought about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How did it look, Hitch?
It looked great. What,
tell me about it.
No, Aaron did say that there was a few times where like, oh, this smells like a side station.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Side station has that stench to it. Yeah. It smells
it's
like
victory. Yeah. It just, it's, yeah.
It's not
a
good smell.
No.
But...
I mean,
it's not a good smell.
It just smells like, you know, a white dude that ain't showered in a couple days.
Like the locker room? Like a PE locker room?
Yeah.
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 How crazy is it that we used to go to PE and then go to social studies?
Nah, it's
you know what I mean?
Wait,
it's dead ass disgusting. Ooh. I know, no,
isn't that disgusting?
Literally, I put back my Abercrombie polo on top of me. My armpits are sweating. You got to dab yourself
dude,
off with a towel.
You got to unfold your shirt. It's got so many wrinkles. You're like, well, I gotta put this back on.
Yep. How crazy
and then
is that?
You sit next to some blonde chick that you're probably crushing on, and you just smell musty. Because you were trying hard in an obstacle course.
You smelled like...
Back then, you put Axe.
You put, I was going to say, you smelled like
Axe. Was terrible.
Just everywhere.
It was
dude,
terrible.
You walk into the... Like, Axe has like just been invented back then.
Yeah, exactly.
And you like walk into the locker room, and it's just like a mist of Axe. Dude, you're just like... Wading through
it's like
the air.
It's like the college football walkouts. All the smoke yes. comes through, and then a bunch of middle schoolers walk through it fresh out of social studies.
Yeah, I just grab it. Imagine the people that had. Wait, I think I was one of these. Yeah, I was one of these people. I had, lifetime sports.
Weight training, like first thing in the morning.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I had lifetime Ooh. Sports second period. I had math first period.
I was legit
at 7 in the at 7 in the morning. I had math first period straight into PE, and then I had four more periods after that where all I would do is smell like I had just got done playing soccer. And you like and every Friday we ran the mile. Like who thinks of this?
No. I don't know. Dude. They should always put the thing at the end. But dude, that was like the first thing in the morning. I'm lifting weights and stuff.
Right.
Nah.
Like bring
it's
back
ridiculous.
Bring back like recess. And
well,
you guys
and you
have
wonder
to
why
have...
all these kids got so much acne. It's like, yeah, dog, you made them sit in your sweat through 8 hours of class.
Yeah, because you
and,
tell them
and
to
you
go...
gave them a D if they got a mile time that was over 10 minutes.
Like, come true. On, dog.
You got kids fast walking in their cargo shorts.
That's true. And if you didn't bring shorts to change into, they knocked it. You got an absent.
God.
But if you brought the shorts, then you had to change back from your gym shorts to your cargo shorts with your sweaty, musty underwear still on and sit in a pool of sweat all day.
I'm grossed out.
How
currently,
crazy.
Bro.
Yeah,
to be fair, there were out. Showers in there, but there's no shop. People
nobody
showered.
There's no.
Bro,
no.
yeah. Hold no on. Let me call the 1940s real quick. Yeah,
like
yeah. Hold up, dog, yeah. Bro. Dead ass.
Like,
it's,
why
it,
would
look.
You put showers in there? You don't know.
Bro, the
go in
the
there.
Floor nah. of the shower was sparkling clean because nobody had ever fucking in the shower.
Nobody. It's like, why did you put those in there, dog? This a middle school in the States? Like, what? What are we doing? Yep.
That's so
that
funny.
That's a dark memory, but very.
But yeah,
very,
I totally forgot
true.
About
that's
that.
A bad idea.
No, I forgot about those memories. Good Lord.
But yeah, the Collecticon was pretty dope. There's a bunch. You know how like Pokemon card you haven't been able to find Pokemon cards in 3 months?
Yeah.
I found them. I found them.
Oh, they
I found all of them. Bro, those.
I'm sure so they just do. Got literally any booster box you could want. They got them all. Just
yeah. I mean, it's. I've never seen so many Charizards in my life. There was a Charizard for each set. No, I mean, not really. I just kind of walked around. I bought like a 10 just to feel something.
That's funny. Did you see Tombs in there? Because I saw Tombs' Instagram story, and he was in there.
I saw Tombs. I saw Leonhardt, and talked to, like, caught up with him for a little bit. So, I mean, it was crazy. Like, do you remember that guy, Gary, that I told you guys about that has all the Charizards? He, like, owns all the Charizards. Yep. He was there, and he had, like, a huge line of people.
That's so cool.
Like, him and this other YouTuber were up there, and there's a gigantic line that was all roped off, and they were doing meet and greets. It's crazy because it's the first time I've been to a convention since.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I legitimately, that didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah. First time
when you said that you were there.
Convention since what, Champs?
How many people had a Pokeball mask?
I didn't see any Pokeball masks now that I think
about it. Well, it is Texas. I forgot the president in Texas said that you don't need those.
Nah, there was nobody was wearing masks. We were all making out with each other. It was a lot of fun.
It was cool. Yeah.
Nah, everybody treated it kind of normal and had masks on. And I mean, there were a lot of people there, but I mean, it was crazy. I mean, that thing had been scheduled for months. So I guess they made that way before the president of Texas decided.
To open everything up.
But no, I mean, it's open. It's open, but like,
don't care, but
yeah,
it, like, Texas is open, but it's not open. You know what I mean? Like, it's not open. That's something that's something for people on Twitter.
It depends
freak out
what your
about.
Bumper sticker is.
Yeah.
To decide whether or not how open it is.
I mean, every single place I've been to.
It is Texas, though. Yeah.
It's just everybody has a mask. Everyone still says you can't come in without a mask. Like, you gotta. But yeah, I walked in at the very beginning, and there's this huge like display of different cards that people are that they're gonna auction off. And I looked into it, dude. It's right there. It's two PSA or two Beckett 9.5 Charizard first editions, and then a box of base set, a box of first edition Rocket. And I was just like, what the hell, dude?
That's so nuts. Yeah. I wonder what they went for.
Yeah, then you saw the price, you were like,
I mean, it was like $30,000 for like...
That's a damn car.
Yeah, it was so weird to see it in real time that they would put a Chansey that had been very well played, and it would be, you know, in a top loader, and somebody would be like, how much for the Chansey? And they would say $8. And then they'd be like, how much for that Charizard? And they would say $15,000. Like, that's how real it was. Like... Right. People were asking the prices of $15,000 cards as if they could just walk up and buy it. But I mean, I went there 2 days. So I went there once with Aaron, once with Alexis. The first time I went, there were a lot of $15,000 to $30,000 cards. I went there the next day, there were not as many. So that means people rolled in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People went there to buy.
Yeah. Rolled in. And a lot of places didn't take cards. Because it was like a convention, like so
they were
you
carrying on Pokemon backpacks with hella
hella cash in it, either cash or they use like Venmo or something like that. But I was just like, wow, it's gotten out of hand. And there was another card show in Dallas the same day, so there were people there was like three or four Pokemon tables and like 20 sports card tables. So people were going back and forth between the two things. Yeah, and sports cards are, I mean, Pokemon's got a long way to go before it catches up with sports cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like a long way. I mean, there have been two that I know of. I think one LeBron James and one Tom Brady that have both sold for over $1 million in the past.
Crazy. You got old dudes with stupid money.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. The highest,
no,
I mean,
sports blast.
Yeah, I had no idea the sports cards were that popping.
Like, I think the most expensive card in the world is a Mickey Mantle PSA 10 out there. It last sold for $7.4 million. Million dollars.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You could buy a car with that money.
Yeah. You can buy a whole damn yacht, dude.
McLaren.
McLaren, dude. That's Tyler, the Creator. McLaren.
Dude, yeah, that's, I mean, it's wild. So
did you sell anything?
No.
Did they have buyers?
Yeah, you could, a lot of it was like they were taking trade offers and they would do a little bit of buying. I'm sure there was a lot more buying the second day because they had sold so much stuff. But yeah, there was, I mean, there was, people had binders, like full set. They would sell the full first or the full base set for $3,000 and give you the binder of all of the cards.
That's
they
nuts.
And you could go through other binders and pull out whatever card you wanted and buy it. They would just like give you a price right there. Yeah, it's crazy. I got recognized twice. They're like, "Are you Hitch?"
Oh, that's awesome.
And I just have this huge mask on, and all, I mean, all you can see. And I had a hat on too.
You can't hide those. Those eyes,
those eyes, yeah, those blue eyes, trying, can't hide, baby. We know those. That's why we sub, yeah.
Can't hide those eyes. Those masks go all the way up to here.
He's got
boy,
the sunnies
good.
On,
right?
The hater blockers.
Yeah, but
that's cool though.
So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Dude, I want to know. The only other thing I've ever collected is Disney pins. So like at the Disney parks, I don't know when the last time either of you have been to Disney World, but like. Pin trading is massive in Disney World. Oh. And I have a pretty kick-ass collection of Disney pins. I like only collect, they're called cast member pins. So it's basically the equivalent of staff Pokemon cards.
Right.
And so only the cast members could get them. And so when I was a kid, I would trade them my rare pins because a lot of times they'll trade you anything. It's kind of like just a Disney thing. They're like, yeah, sure. They're just trading with everybody. But their cast member ones, they'd be like, I can't trade this one, you know. But I would trade some actually dope pins for a cast member pin. So then they have this little silver Mickey on them. I want to know, like, obviously the older they are and the better shape they are, just like a Pokemon card, I'm sure that those are the highest price ones and the exclusive ones. Cause they have like, they'll do one Christmas party in 1992 and they'll have an exclusive pin that you can only get at that Christmas party, you know?
Right.
I wonder what the money looks like in Pokemon pins. Cause dude, people trade. In Disney World.
Yeah.
Like when you go to Epcot, there's dudes with the full binders.
Right.
Like literally just flip through pages and pages and pages. It was nuts on the Disney cruise too. There was a dude whose wife was one of the administrators on the cruise. And so he had just a super dope set of pins. So
they just opened their jackets and just got hella
pins. It's
so cool. Yep.
That's wild.
It's been fun to have a collection of those too.
Yeah, there was a few other booths that weren't Pokemon cards. There were like comic book. I'm sure comic book collections are really cool. I just like how I like picking them up and they're in that like sleeve.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this feels dope. Like magazine collections or comic book collections. I've never read a comic, I don't think, besides like the paper.
I read a Pokemon comic when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yep, they made a Pokemon comic book. It's like the very first thing with like Sparrow and when he throws the rock at it and like Pikachu and the bike and that one.
That's pretty dope. there's a lot. I mean, it's I wonder.
Comic kids are down so bad right now.
You think so?
I mean,
I bet you could trade comic books for Helen though.
No, like comics is just like sports cards, dude. Like the amount of money in comics. Dude.
You get a 1998 comic book, Spider-Man, for millions.
Exactly. Because people love superheroes. And we're like, I don't think any of us have read comics. And I'm like, yeah, I read a Pokemon comic one time.
Meanwhile,
you know,
this
the one with Caterpie.
Millions.
Yeah, the one with
Meanwhile, the one he's got a Spider-Man. PSA 9 Spider-Man thing that goes for 2.5 mil.
He like owned the first Deadpool. He knew about the movie four years before it came out.
And it was signed by, you know, Butch Reynolds, the guy that, you know, brought coffee to the original Superman. I don't know.
Butch Reynolds is a perfect name for that situation.
Oh my gosh.
Butch Reynolds. Did y'all see
how long have we been talking?
50 seconds.
I like that.
50 seconds.
Did y'all see the
it's been a long time.
Did y'all see the CDL what the COD League posted on Twitter?
Oh, I couldn't believe that. I had to put that in the podcast notes because I wanted to talk about that.
Oh, you put it in the notes?
Yeah, I put that in there because that is some – I cannot believe they posted that.
Well, first they did it with Clayster, right, where they show the comms where he was talking.
Yeah, I think he was one of the first one to reply and be like, are we really posting this? If you have no idea what we're talking about, if you're listening on YouTube or whatever – basically, so the previous CDL online major tournament, this happened like 2 weeks ago. Basically, the CDL tweeted today, and it's a behind-the-scenes footage. It's like 9 minutes of all of the comms, which is just the players talking together before the matches. Generally speaking, those are never moments or conversations that would ever see the light of day. And I highly doubt that any of the players would ever thought that those would be publicized. And it's not like they're saying absolutely ridiculous things that's going to get them like canceled or whatever, but it's just like those are not conversations generally for the public eye or for that are really good for competition, because they're saying things that they might not necessarily mean, like, come on, this team's dog shit, you know, let's win this. And it's like they would never say that to those people, but in the moment in competition, yes. And then they made a nine-minute montage of all their comms and their strats.
Yeah, that's the problem. It was not in game. Like,
no, right. It's all pre-game.
It's pre-game. It's stuff that kind of
what I was saying is it's like they're used to, these guys have all played on main stage before, and they're used to talking that way before every game, before every match. They talk that way, especially if they need to hype themselves up. That all of that is never used. You know what I mean? Like, they're sitting in front of cameras and they're sitting in with audio equipment. They're using audio equipment that other people are hearing, and they're still talking that way. So there is a sense of trust. It's not like they are like, oh wait, we're being filmed, we're being looked at right now. Let's not say anything that we wouldn't want other people to hear. But it's the same reason that NFL players aren't mic'd up. I mean, you know, they say some crazy shit when they're on the field, and when they are mic'd up, they tell them, hey,
yeah, I think that's what they were trying to go up for, in a sense, like content wise, so like being mic'd up.
It's not like this. The equivalent of this, in my opinion, would be sending a mic into a locker room before the game. This isn't being mic'd up on the field in the NFL.
No.
Everybody knows. If you're a pro gamer and you're competing at an event, yes, your comms can be used in content if it is literally during the competition. But they literally they put a mic in the locker room and then made a 9 minute of the Patriots versus the Falcons locker room video.
Right. Which shouldn't
That's
be
That's the
seen.
Part I was
Which
like, all right, you should not do that. Yeah. That
Especially
is not
if
it.
You don't know you're being recorded that way.
Right.
Like, it's like, and you know that, yes, technically you are sending an audio feed into there, but it's not like, hey boys, just a heads up.
And it's like
going to be a comms
broke,
video.
You broke their trust.
Trust, 100%. Like,
now you're
going
to have to literally.
Time.
Yeah, now literally they have to mute their mics.
Oh, I told them, I was like, you guys should leave the call. Leave the call before, until they say, hey, 30 seconds till the
100%.
The thing launches. And just type in the chat. Be like, we are ready. Like, just say that. Yep. And then whenever the countdown starts, join the call. That's what I think they should do. Because that is ridiculous, dude. Like, that is
huge betrayal of trust.
Right.
Not a good look. I saw that this morning. I was like, no shot, dude.
And it's still, the post is still up 12 hours later. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they don't care. I don't know why they don't care, but
it's.
Well, I'm sure, I mean, you know, like, as people are getting more and more comfortable with with content and, you know, like, saying something that is a little bit of a hot take. I think a lot of people are like, yeah, let's do that too. But if you're not naturally in that space and you don't know where that line is, you're just going to put something out there and be like, hey, you just actually pissed everybody off for the sake of one video.
It just seems like they're trying to – it seems like they were trying to force – because those are probably not the best comms. The best comms are probably between Empire and us. Or the best comms are like, as far as savagery, it's probably between, you know – other teams that also betray, like 100 Thieves and somebody else, you know, us probably as well, because there's like a bunch of like rivalries between those players. But Optic and FaZe, it's like somebody was like, let's take who gets the most viewers, who gets the second most viewers. Let's go back a month to the last time they played each other, and let's see if we can make 10 minutes of them shit talking each other to spark a rivalry, is what it seems like. When there's already so much. There's already so much natural rivalry.
You don't have to make anything up.
Right.
The storyline's already there.
But
Yeah, that was an interesting play for sure. I understand where they were going for, but you 100% shot yourself in the foot because none of the players are going to trust the CDL broadcast and recording from now on. Yeah. You can't do that.
You really can't. It's not a very
odd.
Not a very trustworthy. And you want your players. I mean, it's to keep the players happy is a very important part. Obviously, fines go out in every sport. And, you know, look at the NBA right now. It just seems like a lot of the players are not happy, and the NBA is looked at as, like, weak right now because of all the fines and the refs. Like, have you seen how bad the refs have been in the NBA lately?
Yeah, they've been really bad.
Yeah, it's like that seems to be, like, a majority of what we all are seeing. Like,
yeah, people will get technicals for literally nothing.
Yeah, for throwing the ball or bouncing the ball to the ref. And that happened like three times. It happened to JJ Redick too. It's like it's happening a lot. People are getting technicals for nothing and
nothing.
I don't know.
Well, while we're on this train, I'll talk about the other point. I'm normally the one that doesn't want to say anything negative as COD because I love Call of Duty and I want a TST creator code.
Oh,
right.
But Activision today laid off 50 people that specifically work in the esports department and the live events department because they are looking at a future that is not as involved with live events.
So everything is going online.
So obviously that, and that's a slasher tweet, not COD slasher. This is esports, you know, news phenomenon slasher.
Okay. So let's,
so
say
he
this.
Tweeted and basically, that is, I mean, that's 50 jobs immediately gone. I don't know what their titles are. I don't know what they do. I don't pretend to understand the inner workings of Activision. I don't. But those people were specifically dedicated, which I understand is hard in a pandemic that has lasted over a year, towards facilitating in-person events, which a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, we're in this time period now where we can't have these events, but once we get back, we'll be on track again. Let's keep it alive now. And they were like, hey, this is kind of working. Let's not focus on live events anymore,
so
which is not a good look for competitive integrity.
See, that's the problem. Imagine an amateur pro going pro this year and he never has to go to events ever again, so everything is just online, and most of the time you can't tell if someone's good until they go to the events.
Yeah,
because events is the true integrity. Like, there's no internet, there's nothing, it's just literally
there's no internet variable. It is the pressure of actually competing in front of a crowd. When,
and not being in the comfort of your own place.
You
have to be able to show up at a different setup, a different table, in a different city with a bunch of people yelling at you after a flight and to still perform at that level. Yeah, but nowadays, kids can just compete.
Yeah, I mean, that's why everyone moved to Dallas because they have the best internet. So literally everyone right now is in Dallas.
Yeah.
Because everything's online.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be interesting to see how that plays out for sure. Because That would really, really, really suck.
If everyone
invested all this money into, I mean, because what are homestands? I mean, that's how people were going to get their returns was people
events.
Buy tickets.
Those big
people,
events. Yeah.
People buy tickets. People, they sell sponsors. Like, that's how all the return was going to come back.
All the little booze at the event.
Right.
Every little sponsor.
So, like, now they paid all this money, and if they're not going to have events anymore, then well, they're just going to stay – whatever, 100 trillion, however long.
CDL skins.
Yeah, however much it was to get a league spot to begin with.
I think it was 25 mil.
25 million.
25 mil.
Are you supposed to get 25 million back if they don't give you an opportunity to get it back?
Make it back, yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
And I'm not saying that's 100%, but that's definitely not a good, you know, sign.
It is 100% in the sense that if it doesn't directly affect COD, it directly affects Overwatch. And Overwatch is in the same boat. They had a ton of teams that were designated to different cities. They decided to do their first season in LA, and I don't know what happened in their second season or whatever, but then COVID hit, and now they're in the same boat where I'm guessing they're playing online, right? I'm assuming they are.
The only people that are looking to have in-person events, I think the first one's going to be a Valorant something.
Really?
Coming soon.
So, that's crazy. That is wild because you're putting two different franchises. If it goes online only, that's two different sets of franchise teams on two different esports that are all going to be affected. That's crazy.
I think if if that is where they're going, and obviously there are financial incentives to, one, not having those people work for the company because that's 50 salaries that they've been paying for over a year for people that are specifically focused for live events.
Yeah.
Two, you're probably saving money in the long run as far as a from Activision sense, because you don't have to have these events and pay the money and fork out all the work and the labor to get them done. Online is for sure cheaper, but I think if that happens and they're like, yo, we're just going to keep everything online, I bet you're going to see a lot of people retire. All the people that we grew up watching.
Well, yeah, that's like yeah. No point. Like, what's the point of like competing with no fans?
Well, there's no end goal. Yeah. It's like everything online and you're just playing from your bedroom. It's not
just like in sports and everything, dude. Everything's better when you have supporters and fans showing up.
Yeah.
And like, whereas you on and stuff.
Content creation. Yes, absolutely. Do it from your bedroom for sure. So I think you're going to see a lot of people switch gears if we keep seeing news like
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But we'll see. A lot of that is a we'll see situation. So
big old up in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hopefully, hopefully something comes out and they fix the whole, or they're more transparent about when they're recording the guys and what content they're going to use. Cause I think that's step number one in CDL. And then we'll worry about
whether or not we're going to go sit in the seats.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll worry about all that later.
We'll be cheering on Optic regardless.
Let's try to just beat the subliners first. Like that's the...
That's a good first step. And then we'll work on our makeshift rivalry with FaZe.
Right, after that. Our fake rivalry with FaZe. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching or listening to the SummerCast episode 9. This is going out on YouTube and all pretty much every audio platform. Just look up the SummerCast or come into the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/hitcharide, two eyes and ride, and type !! SummerCast in chat. And definitely follow. I don't know if it's following or subscribing or whatever it is on.
Just click the buttons.
Just click them. Just follow.
On whatever
come
platform.
Through.
Yeah, on Apple.
The homies.
On Apple, on Spotify.
Wherever you're at. Just
everything.
Show a follow.
Everything does help. But thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you next week.
Peace. Bye.